Proclamation number 209, dated the November 30th, 1937. I need you. Single quote, single quote, I need you. Single quote. Greetings to you in the name of the Father. You must take the path He intended for you. His protective hand will guide you in the right way. Only your love made you take this path, yet your spirit was united with us. If you keep in contact with your Savior, benign forces will always be by your side who seek to influence your thoughts so that everything you accomplish will be in harmony with the Heavenly Father. Continue your path undeterred and accept the spiritual teachings offered to you with a grateful heart, for sooner or later the time will come when your heart will open itself to the eternal truths God intends to give to you when your faith has become unshakable. We are all waiting for this time, for it shall bring us many blessings. Always remember this when daily events intend to cause you alarm. I need you now. The Lord calls out to you. Every being fulfills what He designed it to do. Therefore do not worry and listen to that which will restore your calm. Your writings are received with great astonishment. A breath of love and purity accompanies them, and that is what is judged and penetrates the heart. The words softly linger in his ears and his thoughts are with you, and by accepting the words of God he gives himself and us great pleasure. And yet, it will not be able to convince him and dissuade him from thinking that you picked up the spiritual knowledge from somewhere else and repeat it now, because he finds it inconceivable that God should give a gift like this to someone whose way of life does not concur with the doctrines of his church. His God-believing, devout disposition made him take the right path at all times and, inwardly united with the Savior, he always gave the best to people. However, if you want to serve the Savior, then leave everything trustingly to his discretion. Just as you became enlightened, he will work everywhere at the right time, yet everywhere in a different way. And just as he granted you fulfillment and comfort, he will also grant others what is beneficial to them. Behold, my child, eloquence often speaks words which are not in harmony with the Father's sacred teachings, and yet the Lord understands, since love for Him often arouses such fervor that its results contradict the pure teaching of Christ. However, where goodwill prevails, no harm will come from it. After all, the Father protects His own, who follow Him. However, from now on make sure that the teachings can be conveyed to you without interruption. It is an unparalleled blessing if you stay in permanent contact with us. We give you the information according to the Savior's will. Restless work at improving yourself, limitless dedication to your Savior and infinite love for Him will make you receptive for every spiritual influx, and wisdom and teachings of immeasurable spiritual value will flow to you. The Lord will bless your work, since you will remain in His grace as long as your heart is intimately inclined towards Him. Therefore, continue on this path with a joyful heart, well guarded and guided by a protection. Amen.